Well, times are getting pretty hard with Jack's family. And, you know, the family, they're all trying to work as hard as they could. And you probably didn't know this, but Jack had two older brothers, Will and Tom. And Will and Tom were old enough to get their own jobs. And they went off every day to work to help out with the family. And Jack, he was a little guy at this time. But, you know, he still wanted to help out. And so one day he went up to his ma and he said, "Ma, I sure would like to get a job so I can help out with the family." And Jack's ma says, "Well, Jack, you're just a little too small to go get yourself a job. And either way, you can't do anything." And Jack says, "Oh, please, Ma, I want to go. "No, Jack, you're too small. You can't do nothing." But he kept pestering her. And finally she said, okay, you can go. And so Jack heads into town to look for a job. And he gets there to Main Street, and he sees all these houses, all these storefronts, and they all have help wanted signs in the front of them. So he goes up to that first storefront, he walks in the door and goes up to the proprietor, and the proprietor says, "Can I help you, son?" Jack says, "Yeah, I'm here to apply for a job." And that proprietor says, "Well, tell me, son, what can you do?" And Jack says, "Absolutely nothing." And the proprietor says, "Well, gosh, I don't need anyone who can do that. Sorry, son." And so Jack leaves and goes to the next door and goes up to that proprietor. And the proprietor says, "Yes, can I help you, son?" And Jack says, "I'm here to apply for the job." And that proprietor says, "Well, what can you do, son?" And Jack says, "Well, absolutely nothing." And that proprietor says, "Well, I got about half my staff doing that. I don't need anyone else to do it. I can't use you." And so Jack goes from store to store, and he gets the same response everywhere he goes. Can't get himself a job. And so he gets to the end of that downtown area, and he says, "Gosh, I haven't found a job yet. I better change my strategy or something." So he starts walking down the road. He comes up to this farmhouse, and he knocks on that farmhouse door. That farmer opens the door and says, "Yeah, can I help you, son?" And Jack says, "Well, Mr. Farmer, looks like you got a pretty big farm here. It looks like you might need a lot of help. I was wondering if you could use someone to work." And that farmer says, "Gosh, I could always use someone around here at the farm. Tell me, son, what can you do?" And Jack says, "I can do absolutely anything." And that farmer says, "Gosh, you're my boy then. When can you start?" And Jack says, "I can start right now." And so farmer says, "Well, great, you can rake up the yard today." And so Jack gets out the rake and he rakes up the yard, and he's just beaten with sweat by the end of the day. And so he just finished with the big pile of leaves. And he says, "Well, Mr. Farmer, thanks, I'll see you tomorrow." He says, where are you going, Jack? I've got to pay you today." And Jack says, "Today? I thought you had to work a week before you got paid." "Oh, no, son, I'm going to pay you every day you're here. And for helping me out today, I'm going to give you this shiny new quarter." And now Jack, he'd never seen money in his life. And he says, "Gosh, a quarter? I'm going to be rich." And so he starts walking back home. And he gets that quarter, and he's throwing it up in the air and catching it in his hand. He says, "Gosh, I'm going to be the richest man on earth." And as he's walking through town, he walks by the king's house. And the king, he has like the biggest house in town. It's like three stories tall. And so Jack's looking at the king's house. "Gosh, one day I'm going to have a house just like that. But making a quarter a day, it's going to take me about a year or two to do it." And so he said, "So I better keep a working." So he walks down. He's walking, throwing the coin up in the air. And at one part on his trip home, he had to cross over the creek. And there was a big old log crossing the creek there. And he gets in that log, starts walking across, throwing that quarter up. And he throws it up in the air, and it drops down into the creek and washes away. He says, "Gosh, I lost my pay. But I'll get paid tomorrow. No need to worry about it." So he heads the rest of the way home. And he gets to home. And his ma says, "Jack, where you been all day?" Jack says, "Well, Ma, I got myself a job." "A job? Well, tell me about it." And so Jack told his ma about the job he got. And he said, "Ma, I got paid too." "You got paid? Well, how much you get paid, Jack?" He said, "I got paid a quarter." "Oh, well, let's see it, Jack. Let's see it." "Well, I was coming back home, and I was throwing that quarter up in the air, and, well, I was crossing the creek, and I dropped it, and it washed away." "Jack, Don't be doing that with your pay. Tomorrow, when you get paid, you put your pay right in your pocket, okay? Can you remember that, Jack? Yeah, I can do that, Ma, no problem. So the next day, Jack goes to the farmer's house, and that day they're milking cows. And they milk cows all day long. And at the end of that day, that farmer says, Jack, here's your pay for the day. And he gives Jack a whole big bucket of milk. So Jack starts walking home. And he starts to think and says, gosh, Ma said to put my pay in my pocket. And so he opens up his pocket and pours a little bit of milk, and his pocket fills up pretty quick. But if he waits about 20 seconds or so, it flows down his leg and he can fill it up some more. And it took him a few minutes, but he did get it all poured down his pocket. And he went walking home, slosh, slosh, slosh. And he gets home, and Jack's Ma, she sees Jack, says, Jack, what'd you do? She says, well, Ma, you told me to put my pay in my pocket and just doing what you told me to do. Jack, I didn't mean milk, I meant money. Gosh. Says, Jack, tomorrow when you get paid, you leave whatever they pay you with in what they put it in, because that's probably where it belongs. Can you remember that? Oh, yeah, Ma, I think I can remember that. So next day, Jack gets up, and he goes to the farmer's house, and that day they're making butter, churning butter. And they work all day. Jack never churned butter before, but he learned pretty quick. And so at the end of the day, the farmer's wife says, now, Jack, I got your pay for today. Here you go. And it was a big ball of butter. And she says, gosh, I got to find something to put it in. Jack, give me your hat. And so she says, yes, ma'am. So Jack gives the farmer's wife his hat. And she gets some grape leaves, and she lines the bottom of that hat with the grape leaves, puts that big ball of butter on top of it, and puts more grape leaves on top of the butter. And she says, now, Jack, you hold on your hat with both hands, and you run home as fast as you can before that butter melts. Can you do that? Yes, ma'am, I sure can. So he gets ready to go home. He grabs onto his hat, and he runs home as fast as he can. He says, you know, I could run a lot faster if I had my hat on my head. So he puts that hat on his head, and, oh, boy, he's running much faster. Well, gosh, it was a hot day that day. And that butter began to melt, going all through his hair. And he finally gets home, and Jack's Ma says, Jack, what'd you do? Well, Ma, you told me to leave whatever they paid me with and what to put it in. And, you know, I couldn't run that fast with my hat in my hand, so I put it on my head. Jack, no, you don't do that with butter. She says, tomorrow, with what you get paid, if it starts getting, like, warm and soft, you dip it in the creek to cool it off. Okay? Can you remember that, Jack? Well, yes, ma'am, I guess I can. And so Jack's Ma gets some biscuit, and she swabs that butter off Jack best she can. Well, the next day, Jack, he goes to the farmer's house, and that day they're cleaning out the barn. And they're like taking all the hay out of the barn, all the manure, and they're putting new hay in and things like that. And Jack, he never worked so hard in his life. And so at the end of the day, the farmer says, gosh, Jack, I'm going to give you something special today for helping me out. So he goes into the barn, and he brings out the cutest puppy you'd ever seen. And so Jack starts to say, oh, puppy, I was wanting a puppy. So he starts to walking home, and he notices, gosh, this puppy's getting awful soft and warm. Ma said, dip it in the creek if it does that. So he gets that puppy, and kabloom, dips in the creek. That puppy's, brrr. So he's walking down the road at first. Gosh, this puppy's getting warm and soft again. He goes, bloop, and that puppy's, brrr. Well, by the time Jack gets home, he's dipped that puppy in that creek like six times. And so he gets home, and Jack's Ma sees that little puppy. Says, Jack, what are you trying to do? That puppy drowned it. Well, Jack, and he says, well, Ma, you told me if whatever I had got warm and soft to dip it in the creek, just doing what you told me to, Ma. And she says, Jack, I didn't mean puppies. She says, tomorrow when you get paid, you take this little cord, and if whatever you get paid with has a neck on it, you tie it around the neck and bring it on home. And so she got that puppy and dried it out, and, you know, had a good night's sleep. Well, the next day, Jack goes to the farmer's house, and that day they're picking apples. And picked a whole lots of bushels of apples. And then they started making apple cider. And so at the end of the day, the farmer says, well, Jack, here's your pay for the day. And he gives Jack this big jug of apple cider. And Jack starts a walking home. He says, wait a minute, this jug has a neck on it. And so he pulls out that cord out of his pocket and he ties it around that jug and he puts it on the ground and starts dragging it on home. Well, of course, the road to Jack's house is awful rocky. And as Jack was walking down the road, that jug was bouncing up and down and finally hit this big rock and poof, burst into 100 pieces. And so then Jack got home and all he had left was just the little top of that jug. And Jack's mom says, Jack, what'd you do this time? Well, Ma, you told me whatever I got, if it had a neck on it, to tie a cord around it, bring it on home. That's what I was doing, Ma. Jack, not apple cider jugs. No, what am I going to do with you, boy? She says, I got to think this over tonight. And so they both go to sleep, and the next morning, Jack's mom says, Jack, I got me an idea. She says, whatever they pay you with today, you put it in this Pella sack. And you put that Pella sack over your back and walk right on home. Can you remember to do that, Jack? Well, yeah, I guess I can, Ma. And so he goes on his way to the farmer's house. He walks by the king's house. And he looks up in that third floor window. And there's the princess. And she's just a-crying. And word has it, she's been crying since the queen died like 2 years ago. She's just heartbroken. And the king had sent out word that if anyone could stop the princess from crying, they'd get paid 2 wagonfuls of gold. And they would be set for life. And so, but everyone had tried to make the princess stop crying. And Jack, he didn't know what to do. And he says, gosh, well, I don't have any luck doing that. I just better keep on working for the farm. So he goes to the farmer's house, and that day they chop wood. Chop down a tree, split it up into logs, and split up into kindling. Jack never worked so hard in his life. And so at the end of the day, that farmer says, Jack, help me out this whole week, and I want to give you something real special this time. And so he goes into the barn, and he pulls out a donkey. And Jack says, gosh, a donkey. I've always wanted a donkey. And so he starts walking home. And then he notices that donkey says, gosh, this donkey's got a neck on it. And so he didn't have a cord with him. And they said, wait a minute. Ma told me whatever I got paid with to put in this Pella sack. And so he gets that donkey, tries to put those rear legs of that donkey in that Pella sack, and that thing's just kicking left and right. And so Jack says, gosh, man, let's try the other end. So he goes to the head of the donkey, tries to put it in there, and he gets the Pella sack over the donkey's ears about as best he can get it. And then and he says, gosh, and now Ma said I had to put it on my back. Oh, my. And so he's trying his best to try to lift up that donkey, but finally he figured out if he got underneath its back, underneath its tummy there, and grabbed onto its back legs and lifted up, he could at least hold the front part of the donkey up off the ground and start walking home. And so he had that donkey, and he had that up on his back, and he's like, oh, walking back home like this. And those donkey's back legs are dragging on the ground. That donkey's going, ee-oh, ee-oh. And so he's, gosh, I'm never going to make it home going like this. And so a few minutes later, who should come running up but the king. And the king says, Jack, I don't know how you did it, but you did it. And Jack says, what you talking about, king? He says, my daughter. She stopped crying. Now she can't stop laughing. She said she was looking out her window and she saw this six-legged donkey with a bag over its head singing to high heaven. And she can't stop laughing. You did it, Jack. You did it. And so the king, he gave Jack those 2 wagonfuls of gold and the wagons that came in and the horses they pulled. And Jack had never had to do another lick of work ever in his life. And that's how Jack got his first job. Thank you.